What was your father's reaction to Bound for Glory?
Oh, it was full of vulgarity and obscenity, and he just was so ashamed of it. No, he didn't have to use those words. He didn't accept that. But I said, Papa, in this day and time, it just coming around to where writers were using those terms. I didn't use them. But if you read the book, Bound for Glory, Woody's not saying those words. He's repeating the vagabonds and the tramps on the train. Woody was not cursing. And I don't think I can ever remember my dad cursing any.
How about Woody? Did he curse his normal language?
Papa wouldn't allow it. He made the boys respect me because I was a lady, trying to make a lady out of me.
During the Dust Bowl days, he wrote many songs about the Dust Bowl. The famous one was So Long, It's Good to Know You.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever hear him on the radio?
He had a noonday program. When I had lunch at school, I'd take 50 minutes and go to the KPDN, was Pampa Daily News radio station. Aline and Jeff and Woody and one other one had this noonday program. And that's all I remember. He didn't hang around. I guess he went to the West Coast first and then migrated back to the East Coast. I've been one that never out of Seminole County till I was 13 or 14. I didn't get to travel. My husband did not believe in spending money on gasoline or doctor bills. You didn't have anything to show for either one of them. It's just vapor.